From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Very pleased for A2 Milk. They seem to be getting there at last.
They do. I mean, we will talk about the first week of living under the interim arrangement discussions between the US and Iran shortly. But first, though, yeah, let's talk about the roller coaster that's been the A2 Milk share price recently. And it has been a roller coaster for shareholders, but things could be improving. Just to sort of recap and put some context here, in April, the A2 share price was sitting over $11. But then you get this, what I call it, a swarm, where you get a number of factors that sort of coalesced and hit that share price pretty hard. 13th of April, they cut their guidance for the FY, the financial year, the 2026 financial year, reduced revenue growth, their earnings got knocked back, and that's always going to be negative for the share price. Then they had freight constraints. This is all sort of connected to the Middle East conflict, production issues related to Synlait. They couldn't get their product into China. Importantly, though, right through all that, they kept saying there was plenty of demand. That's the important thing. Then in May, you get a product recall. It was in the US. And given we're talking about infant milk formula, it's a pretty sensitive topic, our product recalls for that, for consumers. So a bad run of announcements. Then you get this sort of almost inevitable broker downgrades. End result was the share price fell a pretty substantial 40%. This is one of our biggest companies from April through to early June. But it's turned around. It's bouncing. Helped yesterday by news that the company had received approval for what they call the SAMR. This is the Chinese State Administration for Market Regulation. And it sounds pretty technical, but they're going to transition their licenses, their product registrations for the Chinese-labeled infant milk formula that were acquired in connection with the Pocono facility. They are going to be transitioned to A2 milk products. Now, the company describes this as an important milestone in the China growth strategy. Why? Because it improves their marketing ability in China. So you've got an ultra premium organic product, you've got an immunity focused product, so they can now go out and target market segments where it's been underrepresented. They're selling them as A2 products, not with the Chinese label. So they get a greater margin capture. They're seen as being a more premium product. So it helped the share price up yesterday. Look, it was expected, but you got to get the tick. You have to get the approval. They also confirmed a $300 million special dividend. Cash is king to many people. They like that. But, you know, good news story. And look, aren't we getting a few of these at the moment in the sort of agri sector, export sector? We're getting a few of these good news stories. Let's keep them coming.
Couldn't agree more. And let's open the Strait fully. What's going on there?
Oh, oil in the Strait. What do we do now? Because we've had a war for 3 months. Now we've got this sort of interim period where they're hashing out the arrangements. Now, in the short term, Mike, it looks to me like the oil price is going to be very headline driven. So it basically, you know, the Iranians walk out of the negotiations, well, that's reported, and the oil price will go up. You know, Trump does another post and maybe the oil price goes down. The good news outside of all that is that oil is actually quite a bit weaker overnight. It's under $78 for Brent crude. And we've seen a pretty material fall, I think, in the oil price as those tensions have eased between the US and Iran. But I think we have to acknowledge that it's an uneasy situation. You're going to get twists and turns. The US administration is finding out, as many US administrations have found out previously, that the Middle East is a complex place, and you have to navigate what I'm referring to as the shifting sands over there. As details are hammered out, there will be roadblocks, there will be speed bumps. In the last 24 hours, as I said, we've seen it under $78 for Brent crude, but it has been over 82 as well. What's the actual situation in the Strait of Hormuz? Well, ship movements have increased. Remember, we're only as good as the information that we get. I'm looking at one index, which is, say, 15 ships. Pre-war, there were 60 to 80 on this measure, so it's definitely increased. We'll need some patience till we get a clearer measure there. How long before we get a normal oil market? This is where it gets murky. How long does it take to get the details of the permanent agreement? When does production normalize? That could take weeks or months. Again, we don't have great information there. Will there be extra demand due to the replenishment of strategic reserves, and how much of an impulse will this be? One firm that supplies data on ship movements estimates it could be a month to get those ship movements back. What position will the insurance companies take? So there's still a few unknowns, but for now, Mike, oil is cheaper and we wait for movement at the petrol pumps.
True dat. What are the numbers?
Okay, SpaceX down 10%, $165. So that's not helping things like the NASDAQ. But the Dow Jones is up. It's up 169 points, a third of a percent, 51,732. The S&P 500 is down 27 points, also about a third of a percent, down 7473. But the NASDAQ is down 271 points. That's over 1%, 26,245. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained roughly 0.75%, at 10,437 the mark there. The Nikkei was up 1,103 points, so over 1.5%, 72,353 the mark there. Shanghai Composite gained, had a good day actually, 1.78% gain, 4,163. The Aussies though, quiet day, down 12 points on the ASX 200, 8,816. And the NZX 50, we lost 0.37%, 50 points, 13,446. But the poor old Kiwi dollar, it is bouncing along the ground at the moment, 0.5714. So quite weak against the US dollar, 0.8158 Aussie, 0.4999 against the euro, 0.4314 pounds, 92.29 Japanese yen gold, $4,138. And I was looking at it now, Brent crude, $77.71.
Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Keller, Hushuram Partners.